This is Bill Ofer with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, July 27th. Hams sold 7,600 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of $263 to $279 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,000 head, selling a range of $264 to $279 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are up again, selling in the range of 66 to 76 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is mixed, and forward contract prices opened higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was down 19 basis points, with a daily exchange rate at 1.2883. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 77.60 cents U.S. U.S. cash hog markets are showing no price trends as they continue to see wild swings from day to day. The negotiated hogs in the national base region was reported to be up to $124.75, a gain of more than $7.50 a hundredweight from yesterday's trade, while earlier this week the price fell about $7 a hundredweight. The high volatility reflects a relatively small number of hogs that are being priced this way, only about 15,000 head in yesterday's trade. June's cold storage report was released earlier this week and showed another big gain in supplies of beef, pork, and poultry in freezers. Pork inventory was 541 million pounds, up 22% from year-ago levels when pork production was struggling and exports were better. Going forward, the abundant supply of pork and all meats are likely to have a bearish influence on prices, as wholesalers will be more cautious in building additional inventory, especially as we start to see the seasonal increase in production over the next 3 months. However, pork is in a great competitive position at the retail level compared to the other protein meats in this inflationary environment, which could lead to growth in domestic market share. Meanwhile, forward contract prices are within $2 per CKG Canadian of their contract highs experienced back in April. Producers that have been holding off in pricing some of their production should consider adding a protection at current pricing levels, as fundamental market factors have changed significantly with expectations of higher production and weaker export demand.